Ailes Mitchell, the head of the Czech National Bank, CNB, wants to invest billions in Bitcoin. He believes this could help the bank diversify its 140 billion euros in reserves. If approved, the Czech Republic would be the first major European bank to own Bitcoin. A big change in banking. Mitchell plans to present his idea to the CNB board. He wants to invest up to 5% of the bank's reserves in Bitcoin. Many investors are already showing interest in Bitcoin, especially after companies like BlackRock launched Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, ETFs, last year. Mitchell said, "Bitcoin could be a good option for diversifying our assets." He knows Bitcoin's price can change a lot, but he still thinks it's a smart investment for the future. Global trends in crypto. Bitcoin is getting more attention around the world. Former US President Donald Trump also mentioned Bitcoin, showing growing interest in digital assets. Mitchell sees this as a sign that Bitcoin is becoming more accepted. While the US Federal Reserve does not hold Bitcoin, Mitchell believes the Czech National Bank can take a different path. He said, "Bitcoin might not be perfect, but it could help us grow." Risks and rewards. Mitchell admits Bitcoin is risky. The price could drop to zero. But he still thinks the potential reward is worth the risk. "Diversifying is key," he said. "If Bitcoin is part of that, we'll go for it." If the CNB had held 5% of its reserves in Bitcoin over the past 10 years, its returns would have been 3.5% higher. But Bitcoin's price would have been twice as volatile. Despite this, Mitchell believes it could still be a good decision. More banks may follow. The Czech National Bank could lead the way for other central banks. More banks and funds are starting to invest in crypto. Mitchell believes that in 5 years, many more central banks will follow this trend. But not all central bankers agree. Joachim Nagel, the head of Germany's Bundesbank, compared Bitcoin to the tulip bubble of the 1600s. European central bank officials have also dismissed Bitcoin as a poor investment. Czech National Bank's strategy. The CNB already takes a different approach to investments. It holds 22% of its reserves in stocks, much more than most central banks. Mitchell plans to increase the share of U.S. stocks in the CNB's portfolio to 50% over the next 3 years. Debate over the euro. Mitchell also discussed the idea of adopting the euro. President Petr Pavel has called for the Czech Republic to join the eurozone. But Mitchell disagrees. He said that the country should keep its currency, the koruna, to stay independent and manage inflation. Looking to the future, the Czech National Bank's potential move into Bitcoin could change how central banks think about investment. Mitchell is leading the way in a new direction. Only time will tell if other countries follow suit.